PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Pehong.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International. It's very nice to have you with us for this, the 18th of March, 2018. The 18th of March, 2018, the last regular program for this month. Well, actually, no, that's because next week is the third of our anniversary specials. Now, if you have been tuning in since the beginning of this year, in early January, I mentioned that until November, we're going to be bringing you a Happy Station anniversary special for the 90th anniversary on the last Sunday of every month. So that's what we actually have on next week's program. But then, of course, we go into a little bit of a funny spell again because of, yes, another holiday. There is a public holiday in Taiwan from the 4th of April until the 9th of April. So the program that we will have for the 1st of April will be normal. I always feel funny when I say, yes, that program will be normal. Well, actually, I don't think we can make it too normal because it is April 1st, you know. Well, I don't know. I don't think we've ever done anything on April 1st, but I don't think we will. It doesn't matter. Anyway, I'm just babbling for no reason. But anyway, the program for the 8th of April in about 2 weeks' time will be a 3 weeks' time will be a special program. And you're wondering, well, what is this holiday again? It seems that since there's more holidays this year than in past years. Well, actually, no, that's not really true. It's actually the same amount of holidays that we've actually had every year. The only difference is that because they follow holidays in Taiwan, for example, like this one that we have coming up, follow the Chinese zodiac calendar. Every year they change. So that's why everything this year in the year of the dog is kind of squished all together at one point. And then we go for a long time without any days off, which is actually not true because we actually have another one coming up, but I don't want to confuse you with that right now. But anyway, yes, we do have a long weekend coming up at the first week of April, and we will do something then as well. What holiday, you may ask? Well, it is it's called Tomb Sweeping Day, as in tombs, when you pass away and you go to a cemetery and they put you inside a tomb. It's called Tomb Sweeping Day, and it's exactly how it sounds, Tomb Sweeping Day. Yes, you go to any cemetery in Taiwan, and you'll find loads of people cleaning up cemeteries. And I'm not kidding. I'm honest to God. That's why it's called Tomb Sweeping Day. It's a big sort of family holiday as well, to celebrate the dead. I don't think they notice it, but anyway, there's no point, and it doesn't harm anybody, and it's just a good excuse to have a few days off. Anyway, nice to have you with us for today's program. Yes, the 18th of March, 2018, and 3 months into it already. Okay. I promise that on today's program we will be playing a fair amount of music because, last week we did, and some people said, well, we know that you have some special programs coming up, so maybe you should try to squeeze in more and make it a smorgasbord, a real hodgepodge of things. Well, it always is a hodgepodge of things, like this one we're going to begin with right away, Nancy Sinatra. And In Our Time, here on Happy Station from PCJ Radio International.
People used to bill and coo but that don't make it with you, 'cause there's other things we do in our time, baby, in our time, yeah, in our time, baby, in our time. Girls were once suffragettes, now they're out taking bets, smoking filter cigarettes in our time.
In our time, Nancy Sinatra beginning today's program. This week, I received a very interesting email from somebody that I worked with, oh my Lord, more about 15 years ago, more than that actually, more than 15 years ago, when I was at China Radio International. Now, those who may or may not know this, if you didn't know this, I worked at China Radio International for a number of years for two departments. Now, people think China Radio International is just an external service. Well, it isn't. They also have a domestic service that is broadcast on medium wave and FM throughout China. And way, way back then, when I started at CRI, I was doing programs on both channels. I was producing a daily current affairs program called Real Time China that was broadcast overseas, and then a program in the African service, which I presented in English, and then also a version en français pour le service africain de Radio Chine Internationale. And then one day, there was a girl in the English language section by the name of Li Qian who sent me this email. And I have to explain the network a little bit, okay? Now, China Radio International's domestic network was not 24 hours a day. It became eventually 24 hours a day. But it would sign on at 5:45 in the morning and then sign off again at midnight. Now, in between that period, every day, and nobody knows why, but every day, between 2 in the afternoon and 4 o'clock, we have 2 hours, every day it was off air. Which sounds, of course, like a very, very silly idea. It was very silly indeed. Now, there was a one-hour slot between 1 and 2 p.m. And during that 1 hour, they were replaying a program called Afternoon Concert that was produced and presented by Mindy Ratner. Now, Mindy Ratner recorded these shows for CRI many years before. And by the way, Mindy is actually still with us. She's not at CRI anymore. She's now back at Minnesota Public Radio in the United States. Anyway. These shows were recorded on DAT tape. And literally, they were just repeating them over and over and over and over and over. Over to so many times, in fact, that the DAT tapes had started wearing out. And then, of course, all the programs were in order because most of the programs were recorded on two tapes. So you'd have something like, I'll try to do my best Mindy Ratner impression. Well, coming up next, Beethoven. And then, of course, there'd be a local station ID for whatever local station in China that was broadcasting CRI at the time. And then it would come back and she would say something like, well, now time for Brahms. Or Wagner. I mean, all the tapes were all messed up. Anyway. One afternoon, what happened was, this is one of those things that it was just by chance. The engineers who would go into the studio to put the DAT tapes on had a problem. The problem was not the DAT tapes, but actually the mixing console and the two DAT machines that was connected up to it. There was a problem. And all of a sudden, there was panic as the news was just about to finish. And Li Chen and I, we were in the hallway, and we can hear this pandemonium. And he was calling the head of the music section, of the domestic music section. And Li Chen and I had actually just finished in the studio doing a voiceover for some film in another studio just across, I think, in the other, just along the hallway, but on the opposite side. Anyway, to make a long story short, he was running in panic. Oh, no, what are we going to do? There was no announcers here. And he said, here, can you guys go on the air and fill 1 hour with? And I was like, well, what do we do? He said, here's a bunch of CDs. He literally gave us a stack of CDs and just go and play the stuff. Well, I was thinking, ooh, an opportunity here has opened up to create a whole new show. Now, other programs on CRI Music at the time were quite stale, except for a program that was in the evenings from a guest who was on the program, a friend of mine, Rick O'Shea, Li Ke is his Chinese name, that did a program called Joy FM. But most of the programs were pretty much very mashuga. Anyway, to make a very long story short, we said, well, let's just make it a show, a one-off thing, and we actually did that. Well, surprisingly, now I should mention, Afternoon Concert, which was a popular show in its day, I had been discussing with the head of the English music station, which was called CRI Music, China Radio International Music, which was a national station. I said, look, you have to get rid of Morbid Mindy. I mean, I said, look, all the shows are out of order. The DAT tapes are running out. And he was like, yeah, but it's a popular show and people listen. I said, look, I have compiled every single letter and email that has come in for that show over the past 5 years, which actually took me about a week to put together. It wasn't that difficult. Well, it was one person who wrote by email or sent letters complaining that Mindy had never written back and complaining that Mindy had never played her request for whatever piece of music it was. Well, not surprisingly, though, because Mindy wasn't even in China anymore and nobody was even responding to them. So after I gave this to him, I said, look, you got to get rid of Morbid Mindy, really. I mean, why are we off the air for 2 hours in the afternoon every day? It doesn't make sense. So this was the discussion that was going on for some time. Now, when he asked us to fill in that 1 hour for as an emergency, I thought, oh, we can not just get our foot in the door, but our whole bodies as well. So we just ran into the studio and just did something completely off the cuff and completely mad. Now, some people would say, well, there's all this censorship in China, radio in China. Well, not really. Nobody ever censored me on the stuff that we used to do on that program. So anyway, we did that one off because they had to fix the DAT machines and everything else. Anyway, the email to the music department got flooded within that hour. People were so surprised at what they'd heard that was so different from what was actually being played. That eventually, by the week's end, because this was on a, this actually happened, I think it was on a Wednesday, and then Friday afternoon, just as I was about to go home, and Li Qian was about to leave, Xia Yi, who is the head of the music section for the domestic service, called me and her and into his office and said, would you be interested in doing 1 hour starting Monday, just like 2 days away, to fill in the slot that was previously the home for afternoon concert? Of course, we jumped at the idea. And we said, well, why? He said, well, we got a big response from what the you two idiots were doing, and we couldn't even understand you. I mean, we were completely bonkers. Sometimes more than others. Now, the show was bilingual. It was English and Chinese. Anyway, we did that for a couple of weeks. Actually, about 2 weeks, in fact, a couple of weeks. And it was always coming up to 2 o'clock, and we'd say, okay, we'll see you tomorrow. And coming up in 2 hours' time, I think it was Tina V or somebody else. So that's it. Goodbye, so long. And trying to figure out why there was this 2 hour gap. So I was always talking to the engineers and said to the engineers in Master Control, I said, well, why does the channel shut down for 2 hours every day in the afternoon? And one of them said maintenance. And I said, well, maintenance that has to be done every day between 2 and 4 p.m. And he looked at me and he went, yes, I know it sounds silly. I said, well, what kind of maintenance? He said, what happened basically was many years before that, they actually had done maintenance when they were upgrading some transmitters. And they actually did shut down for 2 hours a day while they were doing that work. But the work had already been done, but they just kind of kept going with it. So I then went back to the head of the music department. I said, listen, Xiaoyi, you should talk to our engineers because they say there is no maintenance. The maintenance was already completed 5 years ago. No, 6 years ago at that point. He made a call, and then all of a sudden, before we knew it, he said, what are we going to do to fill the 2 hours? I said, it's okay, Li Qian and I, we could do something in the interim. And he said, can you just do that for like a week until we decide what to do? And of course, we agreed. Well, eventually it just turned into a permanent thing, and we ended up doing 7 days a week, I should mention, 7 days a week, 1, 2, 4 p.m., 1 to 4 p.m., 7 days a week. And you think, well, did we go to work 7 days a week? No, what we would do is we would do a show Monday. And these were live, by the way. They were live programs. We do a show live Monday and Tuesday. Wednesday, in the morning, we would record a show for Saturday. And then we'd do the program live Wednesday afternoon. Thursday, we would just do the 3 hours in the afternoon. And then Friday, we'd go in the morning, record 3 hours for Sunday, and then do the program in the afternoon. And it was a little bit funny because we didn't want to fool the audience and tell them, well, yes, we work 7 days a week. So we would always say, listen, we are not here. The show is recorded. So you have a good weekend. We will have a good weekend. Whatever comes up on Saturday and Sunday, I don't know. It doesn't matter. Just enjoy it. Or the other thing, of course, that we would do is we would edit after we had a bank of shows. Because even though the program was live, we would actually record them. Is we would edit shows. Edit 3 shows to make 1 new show that we would also broadcast and maybe just do some little changes here and there. But yeah, we actually had a lot of fun doing it. And it was, when we did it, something that we had done was actually the first time in China that it had been done. And that was actually to have audience participation on the program. Now, people may remember a number of years ago when local stations started introducing, I can't even remember the name for it, but you could send an SMS from your phone. It was like early social media using mobile technology. So we had a special number set up, and I still remember it was Baba Wuling 8850. So you'd star 8850, and then you can send your request or any comments into the show, and we would get it in the studio, unfiltered, right in front of us, and we would read them on the air. And at China at the time, this was unheard of. This was unheard of. I mean, even letting a foreigner on the air live was unheard of. I think it was the second person to broadcast live as a foreigner on China Radio International. The first was Rick O'Shea, who did Joy FM in the evenings. So the show is very off the cuff, not really well planned out. We would say, what are we going to do tomorrow? Well, let's just choose the music. So we choose some songs and we go in. What are we going to talk about? Well, let's see what happens. Well, whatever happens, happens, you know. So we were getting these messages, and eventually we decided that, well, look, these people are being kind enough to send in their messages for anything. How about we just call them up? I mean, we had a phone in the studio that had an outside line that was connected to the board, to the mixer. And we thought, well, we have to get permission. I said, well, let's do it, right? If they say something, we won't do it again. And then all of a sudden, we started calling people up live on the air in China. And they were in different parts of the country. And what we would do is we wouldn't tell them beforehand. So as the show would go on, we'd see all these messages come in, we'd read them out, we'd choose one or two or three or four, and we'll just call them up, surprise you. Well, were they surprised? I mean, it was really fun, it was very silly, and it was off the cuff. And we did this actually for, I think it was 6 years that we did it. And it was a very innovative program at the time. I mean, when you listen to it now, it doesn't sound very innovative, and it sounds very amateurish. But that was the point, you see. Radio in China was very scripted. And always, you never made a mistake. I mean, we did the program live, and things would happen all the time. I mean, one time I decided during the show to take one of the microphones from the mixer and walk into the hallway where all the studios were located and just walk into the studios and start speaking to people. I mean, that's how off the cuff we were. But anyway, I got an email from Li Qian, and I had thought that many of these programs didn't exist anymore. I had one somewhere, and I couldn't locate it. Anyway, she managed to track some down, and she sent a couple along, and I was listening to it, and I thought, well, let's play a little bit today. This is Yours Truly about 15 years ago on the domestic service of China Radio International. So what we'll do is we'll play two songs from the beginning of one of those shows. What is the date on this? This was broadcast the 4th of November, the 4th of November, 2001. Oh, it's spooky. Good. Whatever day it is.
Thursday afternoon,
yes. Welcome to the Keith and Li Qian Show here on Chunghua Guati Guangbo.
What?
You should say
again,
Dian Tai.
Feeling what game?
That's right. Okay, let's begin. Stay tuned.
Forever and ever, let's make this last forever.
Blink 182, First Date, beginning the Keith and Lee Chen show here on CRI Music at 91.5 FM in Beijing.
哎，星期四的下午两点钟到三点钟，欢迎各位光临中国国际广播电台。在下午，就是心情和状态还没完全被工作和学习弄得体无完肤的情况下。
It's another very nice day outside. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. It's a perfect temperature.
Yes.
So hopefully that you're outside today. Well,
outside with the radio.
Outside with the radio, of course,、okay. of course. Don't go out yet. You know, at least if you don't have a portable radio, wait till the end of the show. And coming up today, we're going to be giving away two more tickets for the wine fair happening this Saturday in Beijing. And to win one of those tickets, we ran an interview yesterday, and you have to write us during the show saying, yes, I want to go. So you send your emails as we are on the air, hitfm@cri.com.cn. Include your name and your phone number in the email so I can send it to the organizer right after the show. So hitfm@cri.com.cn. You can also get in touch with us as we do the show, because we have a computer in the studio now and we access our email as we're doing the show.
觉得节目越来越像一个这个醉汉的专辑专场，因为呢，事实上在今天，从昨天开始，昨天、今天和明天，我们在节目中会送出六张，星期六下午去一个美酒博览会的免费门票，所以呢，各位可以在听节目的时候用 email 的方式和我们联系，我们的 email 地址是 hitfm@cri.com.cn。可以告诉我们你为什么要想去这个美酒品尝会的原因，也可以不告诉我们，总之呢，在节目的进行式当中和我们联系，那这样的方式才有效。
And I'm actually going to be down at the wine fair on Saturday, so if you want to come by and find out who I am and to find out exactly what I look like, since my picture is not up on the website. Yes, Li Chen, you want to say something, go ahead
I mean, you're really handsome. It's really a shame that you don't upload your picture on website.
Okay, now tell the
truth.
I
mean that.
You mean that? you're not just being sarcastic, are you?
No.
You sure?
Yes.
You're not joking.
I'm not.
Later on during the show, you're not going to say, but you're ugly. You're not going to say that to me,
but
are you?
I might change my mind. Okay.
So do get in touch with us. hitfm@cri.com.cn.
哎，我们的第一首中文打头歌马上就要送出去了，一首来自王菲的《白痴》，事实上是送给收音机前各位和我们在直播机房坐着的两位主持人，和我们一样白痴，但是呢却天生快乐的各位音乐虫子们。
Here on CRI Music, 王菲。 I hope you enjoyed that. It was kind of funny to listen to. Yes, it was a very strange program. The programs that she did manage to find were not full ones. We have a couple of the full one-hour ones, but the three-hour ones, little bits and pieces. But I will upload through our Patreon page a couple of the one-hour ones that I did for China Radio International. So... yes, our Patreon page, patreon.com/PCJ Radio, Happy Station Archives, Radio Nederland, and of course much more, and this would be in the much more, and I think people would enjoy hearing it to give you an idea of how, and it still does, how radio, domestic radio in English sounds in China. The funny thing is, we were the only national English radio service in China, and of course was a small audience, because it was in English. Some programs were bilingual. But a small audience in China is a big audience everywhere else. I mean, I don't know about Li Qian and I, but I think the music channel itself had upwards to somewhere around 89 million people a week that were tuning in. I'm not sure about our afternoon slot. I think it was a lot less than that because it was in the afternoon. But of course, evenings were very high. So by Chinese standards, that is a small number. If you have a 10 million audience listening in China, that is tiny. That is considered tiny, small, not even worth mentioning. But everywhere else in the world, that's actually a big number. But I never really concern myself too much with how many people were listening. But yeah, we will make some of those programs available. And to find out more information about our Patreon page and how you can become a sponsor and member, here's a little jingle about that.
Is the Happy Station Show calling listeners everywhere?
Everywhere!
It's your station of smiles across.
Hello, I'm Keith Perron, host of the Happy Station Show from PCJ Radio International, which next year will celebrate its 90th anniversary. Along with many new listeners that we have attracted over the last 7 years, there are also many of you that tune in who remember the Eddie Starts and Tom Meyer days.
Things are getting to be more improvised any minute. What was the name of this beautiful piece? Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Kiss it up.
Over the past few years, many of you have commented that you enjoy when we go into the archives and broadcast material that hasn't been heard in decades. With a number of people asking if the Happy Station Show and Radio Nederland archives will be made available. And guess what? Yes. That's right. Yes. The answer is yes.
Can you imagine when Happy Station was only 7 years old, you started this?
I would like to invite you to become a patron at Patreon. At Patreon, you will be able to hear the latest Happy Station show. And for those who are patrons, you will have full access to unedited Happy Station shows and Radio Netherlands content, both in sound and vision, from the past 89 years. All these sound recordings have been remastered from the original tapes and discs. And let's talk about films for a moment. That's right, Happy Station did produce some films. And we went back to this production studio and remastered them. Now just look at how the original 16mm print looked before. But after spending numerous hours going frame by frame, now look at it.
It was really only a hunch. I had an intuition that he had style enough.
Now, I know that many of you right now would like to see and hear these historical programs. Well, guess what? It's time for you to become a patron at Patreon. Those who become patrons at Patreon will be helping to support the digitization of all these tapes and films.
You cross your fingers, you hold your heart. It's curtain time and away we go. Another opening of another show.
And those who are patrons will also get rewards like rare music recordings, rare programs, books, and much more. Also, if we reach our goal of $200 a month, PCJ Radio International will produce special programs that will be broadcast on shortwave for you. So come on now, show your support today, become a patron at Patreon. For more information, visit www.patreon.com/PCJRadio.
Paramaribo, 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 Paramaribo.
That's right. Patreon.com/PCJRadio. You know, I really apologize right now because I did promise that we would play more music on today's program, but unfortunately we didn't. But let's try to rectify that now, right towards the end. George Evans, my good friend George Evans, with the standard Sweet and Lovely here on Happy Station from PCJ Radio International.
Lovely, sweeter than the roses in May. Sweet and lovely, heaven must have sent her my way. Skies above me never were as blue as her eyes. And she loves me, who would want a sweeter surprise? When she nestles in my arms so tenderly, there's a thrill that words cannot express. In my heart a song of love is haunting me, melody haunting me. Sweet and lovely, sweeter than the roses in May. And she loves me, there is nothing more I can say. In May, sweet and lovely, heaven must have sent her my way. Sky above me never were as blue as her eyes. And she loves me. Who would want a sweetest surprise? When she nestles in my arms so tenderly, there's a thrill that words cannot express. In my heart, a song of love is haunting me. Melody haunting me. Sweet and lovely, sweeter than the roses in May. And she loves me. There is nothing more I can say. There is nothing more I can say. There is nothing more I can say.
Thank you.
All right, there we go. Something that we actually haven't done in the time, and that's played three songs back to back. I suppose we had to do it with all the chattering that I said we wouldn't do today. But that was Do You Know Where You're Going, performed by Harry Van Hoff and his orchestra with Peter Sauer. And before that, one of my favorite Dutch pianists by the name of Pim Jacobs and Roger van Otterloo and the Metropole Orchestra with Music All in Time. And these were taken from an LP released by Radio Nederland in the late 1980s called Dutch Romance from the transcription service of Radio Nederland. Now, before we go, if you want to get in touch with us, our email address, of course, is, as always, pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. Let us know how you heard the program. And next thing, which is vitally important, is just to remind you that next week, yes, that's right, next week on the program is going to be the, the last Sunday in March. So we are going to be presenting to you another program in our series of anniversary specials that we will be broadcasting until November for the 90th anniversary of Happy Station. So what is that program going to be? I'm not going to tell you. Now, even though I haven't, I know what it is because we actually did record it not too long ago. I am not going to tell you. No, I want you to tune in. I don't want you to say something like, oh, that doesn't seem interesting, and then not tune in, because it's one of those things, you know. Sometimes you may not think it's interesting, and then you listen to it and you go, actually, that's quite good. You know, there have been movies I've seen like that where I look at the title of the movie and I look who's in it and I go, eh, I'm not sure I want to see it. And then just by accident, it's there on Netflix and I'll go, oh, I'll watch 1 minute. I'll watch a couple more. And then I end up watching the whole thing and going, actually, that wasn't too bad, you know. So, okay. To end off today's program, we're going to end off with Frank Sinatra and That's Life. So, until next time, friends, I'm Keith Perron, wishing you well, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune when I'm back on top in June. I said that's life. And as funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream. But I don't let it get me down, 'cause this fine old world, it keeps spinning around. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
I tell you, I can't deny it. I thought of quitting, baby, but my heart just ain't gonna buy it. And if I didn't think it was worth one single try, I'd jump right on a big bird and then I'd fly. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself laying flat on my face, I just pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
That's life.
thought of cutting out, but my heart won't buy it. But if there's nothing shaking come this here July, I'm gonna roll myself up in a big ball and